Recordings to new recordings of traditional styles. You'll hear music from around the world that you won't hear anywhere else. That's Musica Mundi, Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. on KGNU.
And good evening and welcome in the opera box, the best seat in the house. I'm Ron Nadel, your host tonight. And tonight, in recognition of Black History Month, I have a playlist of divas of color, the second of my programs to highlight a generation of sopranos who furthered the cause of racial diversity in the opera world, such as Leona Mitchell, here singing from Puccini's La Rondine. Plus Kathleen Battle, Barbara Hendrickson, Roberta Alexander, and Jesse Norman. Amazing singers with amazing stories. If you join me now in the Opera Box. Che il bel sogno di Doretta. Who could guess Doretta's beautiful dream? From Act One of Puccini's La Rondine, The Swallow, Magda adds a verse to a song by the poet Prunier when he says he's unable to complete it himself. In that recording, we heard Leona Mitchell with Kurt Adler conducting the National Philharmonic. It's 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel here at KGNU, and I've got the second of my playlists featuring divas of color who furthered the cause of racial diversity in the opera world. And Leona Mitchell, who we just heard, was born in Enid, Oklahoma in 1949, the 10th of 15 children. Her ability to sing was recognized when she was a girl in the church choir, and after attending a private Methodist college, she was accepted to Juilliard. She debuted in 1973 in San Francisco as Carmen and then at the Met in 1975 as Carmen. She sang Bess in the first full recording of Porgy and Bess in 1976, earning a Grammy. As you could hear, her clear, rich voice was really well-suited to the dramatic roles of Puccini and Verdi. Listen to this great example as Elvira in Verdi's Ernani. Elvira loves Ernani and hopes he can rescue her, or she'll have to marry Don Da Silva.
Thank you.
Hernani, invola me, rescue me. Elvira hopes Hernani will come take her away. She can't face marrying the unlikable Don da Silva, her uncle. From Verdi's Hernani, we heard James Levine conducting the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra with Leona Mitchell as Elvira. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadell at KGNU. And I've got my playlist of operas featuring a second generation of divas of color. Now, tonight's divas are considered some of the greatest voices of the 20th century, but their success could not have been achieved had it not been for the first generation of singers who faced and overcame real prejudice before, during, and after World War II. Singers such as Marian Anderson, Anne Brown, Shirley Verrett, Martina Arroyo, Rary Grice, Leontine Price, and Mattie Wilda Dobbs, most of whom I featured on my program a few months ago. Now, in particular, Dobbs found a way to develop her career that became a model for the others tonight. Mattie Wilda Dobbs went to Europe to build her reputation, avoiding the amount of prejudice she would have faced in the United States. Thus, she became the first black singer to perform in a starring role at La Scala in 1953. So that in 1956, she became the first black American to have a contract with the New York Metropolitan. This is her as Manon Lescaut in the singing lesson aria in Act Two of Puccini's opera, Manon Lescaut. The young courtesan Manon Lescaut receiving singing lessons in Act Two of Puccini's opera. That was Mattie Wilda Dobbs with Alceo Galliera conducting the London Philharmonic. You're in the Opera Box here at KGNU with Ron Nadell and my program of divas of color. Mattie Wilda Dobbs was one of the first generation of black American divas. And this program is highlighting the next generation of divas of color in honor of Black History Month. So Dob's experience finding more opportunity in Europe and building an international career became the model for many of tonight's featured singers, as you're going to hear, including Jesse Norman. Norman was born in Augusta, Georgia, lived from 1945 to 2019. She pursued a career in music because she said she was greatly inspired by Leontine Price. She became renowned in recitals, recordings, and the opera stage, and was recognized for her intelligent interpretations and an imposing, resonant voice. Like Dobbs, her career bloomed first in Europe, in Germany and Italy in the early 70s. Her Metropolitan Opera debut didn't occur till 1983. Those first successes in Germany resulted in her reputation in German repertoire. For example, here she is in Wagner's Lohengrin in the role of Elsa von Brabant. Her brother, the Duke, disappeared, and Elsa's accused of murdering him for his title. In her Act I aria, she says she has prayed to heaven for help in proving her innocence. Elsa has prayed to heaven to help her show her innocence from Act One of Wagner's Lohengrin, with Jesse Norman as Elsa von Brabant and Georg Scholte conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. Norman was sometimes criticized for her exaggerated mannerisms in her recitals, but her voice was phenomenal in size, range, and color, and her diction was precise. It was inevitable that she'd appear in roles made famous by her idol, Leontine Price, and so here she is as Aida, the enslaved Ethiopian princess, in her aria Ritorno Vincitor. Aida, in love with the Egyptian general Radames, is torn between loyalty and love. She wishes him victory as he leads the Egyptians against her own Ethiopian people.
Thank you.
Aida, torn between love of her country and love for an Egyptian soldier. From Verdi's Aida, we heard Jesse Norman as Aida with Nino Sanzogno conducting the orchestra of the French radio and television. It's 29 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm Ron Nadel, your host, with a playlist of music featuring great divas of color. Kathleen Battle also started her career in Europe. She was born in Portsmouth, Ohio in 1948, the youngest of seven children. Like many others, her voice was recognized at an early age when she was singing in her Baptist choir. She majored in music education and taught public school after getting her master's. But in 1972, she was encouraged to attend auditions held by the conductor Thomas Schippers. He immediately engaged her as soloist in his upcoming Brahms concerts in Italy. Well, within a few years, she was singing back in the United States, praised for light and delicate soprano. Her opera debut occurred in 1975 as Rosina in Rossini's Barber of Seville. Listening to Rosina's Act One aria, you get a sense of Battle's expressiveness. As Rosina is emboldened to make her love for a student known to her guardian.
Sì, l'inghiero mio
una voce poco fa. Rosina's aria from Act One of The Barber of Seville. We heard Kathleen Battle as Rosina with Claudio Abbado conducting the Chamber Orchestra of Europe as part of my playlist highlighting Divas of Color in recognition of Black History Month. Well, Battle's international career really took off in the 1980s, but by the 1990s, she began to be seen as eccentric and very difficult to work with. When the Met fired her in 1994, she gradually transitioned to become a recitals and recordings artist instead. And here she is one more time as Zerlina in Act One of Mozart's Don Giovanni. Her fiancé, Mazzetto, saw Don Giovanni flirt with her, and now Zerlina tries to reassure him.
Oh,
The peasant girl Zerlina tries to calm her jealous fiancé from Mozart's Don Giovanni, with Kathleen Battle as Zerlina and Herbert von Karajan conducting the Berlin Philharmonic. It's 19 minutes before 8 o'clock. You're listening to the Opera Box here at KGNU. Now, Barbara Hendricks also debuted in Europe, but then based her life and activity there. She was born in Stevens, Arkansas in 1948. She began to take voice lessons as a girl, but majored in math and chemistry in college. She graduated with degrees in math and chemistry from the University of Nebraska at the age of 20. She then changed to music and earned a bachelor in music at Juilliard, studying with Jenny Turrell and Maria Callas. Her operatic debut occurred in 1974 at the Glyndebourne Opera in England. With a light touch as well as richness, her voice spanned the range of Mozart to Verdi. Take this aria when she's in the role of Ilya from Mozart's Idomeneo, perhaps Mozart's most dramatic. Ilya is the daughter of the Trojan king Priam, but she loves Prince Idomente of Crete. In this aria, she acknowledges her father and her brothers may disown her.
Thank you.
Ilia, daughter of the Trojan king Priam, is in love with Idamante, son of the king of Crete, and she knows her father and brothers will shun her. From Act One of Mozart's Idomeneo, with Barbara Hendricks as Ilia and Colin Davis conducted the Bavarian Radio Orchestra. Hendricks built an international reputation, but focused more on Europe. After she married a Swedish citizen in 1977, she moved to Sweden and became a citizen there. Now, Roberta Alexander is another singer who made a life for herself in Europe. She was born into a musical family in Lynchburg, Virginia in 1949. She studied music at the Central State University and Michigan University at Ann Arbor, and then the Royal Conservatory in the Netherlands, which became her home in 1972. She made her operatic debut there in 1975 in Rossini's comedy, The Marriage Contract. She then appeared as Elektra in Mozart's Idomeneo in Berlin and Zurich. Listen to her here as Elektra. She also loves Idamante, and her jealous rage is aroused by Ilia. Electra's jealous rage. She is in love with Idamante, and she knows that so is Ilya. Well, it's coming up now about 8 minutes before 8 o'clock, and you're listening to The Opera Box here at KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a program highlighting a generation of divas of color. Well, Roberta Alexander's American debut wasn't until 1980 in Mozart's Magic Flute in Houston. She has a wide range of musical interests and activities, including jazz and art song and avant-garde music, avant-garde opera. In 2004, she sang in the premiere of the operatic adaptation of Angels in America. I'm going to close tonight's Divas of Color program with her again as Elektra. This is from Act Two of Mozart's Idomeneo. Here, Elektra learns that she is to be escorted to her home on Argos by Idamante, and she is elated. Electra is elated upon learning that Idamante will accompany her to Argos. That's from Act Two of Mozart's Idomeneo. We heard Roberta Alexander again as Electra, and Colin Davis was conducting the Bavarian Radio Orchestra. Well, I'm your host, Ron Nadell, and I want to thank you for joining me for this evening's Opera Box program of Divas of Color. Stay tuned for a classic Monday. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Up next, a classic Monday.
Support comes from Fringe, specializing in Italian small plates and Neapolitan pizza, presenting a full beer and wine list available for dine-in on our heated patio or takeout. Fringe is located at 2900 Valmont Road in Boulder, Colorado. Fringe, a well-tapped eatery. More information may be found at fringepizza.com.
Good evening and welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm Gary McBride. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. This evening, music of American composer Margaret Bonds, English composer Arnold Bax, Danish composer Peter Arnold Heise, Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů, two major works by the Swiss composer Othmar Schuck, and works by the Finnish composers Ara Merikanto, Erkki Melartin, and this fellow, Toivo Timotius Kula. Kula was a Finnish composer of the late 19th and early 20th century, studied with Jan Sibelius, and is known mostly for works for voice and orchestra, including his Stabat Mater, the Sea-Bathing Maidens, Son of a Slave, The Maiden and the Boyer's Son. That sounds like an interesting one. Let's listen now to a piano work from his six piano pieces, performed by pianist Jana Oksanen.